This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi Today. And we have a very cool show for you this week. We got some veteran broadcasters on the first hour. My first guest is Maury Povich, still going strong on TV. Later on, actor and singer Robert Davi. Remember Bob Ross from Public Broadcasting, the artist? Well, Joan Kowalski is the president of that company now. Big things are still happening with our friend Bob, who passed away 25 years ago. And then we'll close out the hour with another veteran broadcaster, Larry King. Next hour, Wrong Man on Stars is a huge hit. Ronald Kuby from that show will be joining us. 91 years old, still going strong, actress Marion Ross. The Repo Man, Ken Gage, will be on the show. And Megan Kaiser, the host of the Travel Channel's 24/7. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi Today.
I'm Wayne Alarute for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement and protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k now into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Alarute listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer fees up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, just go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When you hear all this stuff on the radio, you know, you're like, yeah, right. So when I heard the Balance of Nature commercial, I was like, yeah, right. You know, how can those pills give you more energy? But the amazing thing is it does. It works. All the claims of Balance of Nature work. I mean, I have more energy. Before I started taking Balance of Nature, I would walk up the hill from feeding the horses and I'd just be dragging. And I'm like, I hate feeling this way. I've got years more to live. I don't want to feel tired all the time. And now I have plenty of energy. I used to have to, you know, always say, okay, I'm going to take a nap at 2 o'clock because I'm so tired I can't stand it, you know, and now I'm taking a nap in weeks.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Back all across the USA and around the world, it's Ron Segi Today. Our next guest is a longtime friend of our show, and I tell you, he couldn't be a better guest. Of course, he does what I do for a living, which is interview people, so it's always nice to have someone on the show like that. He's a terrific guy. He's been doing three consecutive shows, that's in a row, since 1986, and it's going to go, according to my crystal ball, forever. Joining us right now, Maury Povich. Hi, Maury. How are you, my friend?
Ron. Nice to talk to the best voice in radio.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Coming from you, that's the supreme compliment. But I got to tell you, congratulations. I just found out that you're sold in syndication for 3 more years.
I know, Ron. It's interesting. I told my staff when they announced it, I said, guys, I thought I was set for assisted living, and now we got to do the show for more years.
You don't know about their secret agenda, which is 2026.
Oh, gosh. Oh, wow. Well, I tell you, I'm very grateful because somebody, they tried to count it up, and they're now apparently somewhere between 75 and 80 talk shows in the cemetery since I started. So
wow.
It's a very delicate business. I mean, it's like a crapshoot.
And you did something that I admire because people ask me all the time, you know, who's your favorite person to talk to? And I always say it's somebody that makes it happen. Back in the 60s and 70s, ladies and gentlemen, this man had a two-hour live news talk show titled Panorama. And this was before all of this 24-hour cable news stuff that's going on now.
Right.
To turn around and do every day a script show, 2 hours live on issues, was very cavalier, Maury. Really was.
Well, it was back in the day, and we're talking about the 1960s and 70s. You have to understand, there was no CNN.
No.
There was no, nobody on the networks were doing anything before the nightly news at 6:30. So there was this huge gap between the Today Show and the nightly news, and in Washington, D.C., we came on with this two-hour show, a very newsy kind of a Today Show program that we did. And the good news was that because there was nothing on, you had the White House watching you, you had every federal agency watching you, everybody on Capitol Hill watched you, so you could get on the show all these people who were making news and making history every day. And that was fascinating for me. And then, of course, I left town and I went to Chicago and Los Angeles and San Francisco to anchor the newscast out there. And so the show finally ended in the mid-1980s because cable news came on.
But the fact of the matter is, it was at a time when that kind of programming was, like, unbelievable.
I mean, and the best part about it, Ron, was, I mean, you have to understand, it's one of the reasons why I left Washington. We had, starting from the assassination of John Kennedy to the assassination of Martin Luther King to the anti-war riots because of the Vietnam War,
yes,
to Watergate.
Right.
It was the most fascinating, tumultuous time in the nation's capital. I mean, I started my career at Andrews Air Force Base on radio covering the return of Jackie Kennedy and that bloodied dress of hers from Dallas. And from that moment on, through Watergate, then that's over a 10-year period, it was the place to be for television and radio news. And fortunately, I was there, and I was in the middle of it. And there's not been a decade since then, to me, that was as fascinating and tumultuous as that decade.
I couldn't agree with you more. And I think it's important to note here that the technology, even though state-of-the-art of that time, was compared to today very archaic.
Yeah, it sure was. I mean, for instance, in TV, all of our reports were on film.
Right.
That means you had to shoot the film. Then you had to take the film in a black roll, in a black fabric bag. You had to have a courier deliver it to the television station. Mm-hmm. The television station then had to put it through a developer, which took over an hour to get 8 minutes of film. And then it had to be edited the way a movie film is edited, and then put on a projector and put on TV. That's how archaic it was.
And I think it's important to note, fire had not yet been invented yet at that time. That's how archaic.
That's right. Exactly. I mean, in the beginning, there was no tape. I mean, there was no such thing as tape.
No, no. And the cameras were about the size of a television, literally.
Exactly.
Yeah, and they were on big tripods. Now, the show has got a new twist to it this time around, and I think it's great. It's called the DNA Heritage Test, and if you go to DNAtruth.com, you'll find more about it. Tell us about this, though, Maury. I think this is pretty clever.
What we found out was that the viewers are as interested in DNA as, you know, the guests.
Sure.
In terms of what is going on. And so, therefore, we have, if you've wondered about your ancestry, if you've wondered about your heritage, your genealogy, whether it be from Europe or Africa or East Asia or the Americas, both North and South America, you can go and get this heritage test, and it will trace your heritage. I mean, you know, we know where our parents are from. We know maybe our grandparents, maybe even our great-grandparents. But then it's kind of, you know, foggy after that. So we partnered with the DNA diagnostics people, who the ones who do our testing, and there's a swab involved, and it's fascinating. We've had staff members who've done it, and they found out, you know, they had European ancestry where they never thought they did, or they have South American ancestry they never thought they did. I mean, it's remarkable.
Well, I would love to go through something like that, but being of Sicilian descent, I would be afraid that I would be imprisoned shortly after that. So.
There you go.
I've got to stay away from it. I can't partake in that. Do you still have the newspaper that you launched back in 2000?
Yeah.
Wow, how cool
is
that?
Yeah, it's been terrific. terrific. It's called the Flathead Beacon. It's in the northwest part of Montana near Glacier, and it's a great area. It's the most beautiful area in the country. And Connie and I started a weekly newspaper called the Flathead Beacon.
Yeah, I remember.
And it was almost 10 years ago, and it's been voted the best newspaper in the state, the best website in the state. It's a terrific paper. It's run by these young people who've come out of the University of Montana Journalism School, and they've been able to give such an even-handed approach to journalism. I'm so excited. Every single politician, every single elected official in the state loves our newspaper, and it doesn't matter whether they're Democrat, Republican, conservative, liberal. It doesn't matter, because they know we're a fair and balanced paper.
How cool is that? Going back to the roots of a small-time newspaper. By the way, a big gift made a few years back to your alma mater, University of Pennsylvania, for the Kelly's Writers House, and then again, writer-in-residence, the contribution that you made with the Povich Fund to support journalism at universities. That's fantastic. Now, I do remember you telling me, and this I always found fascinating because Maury's from a family of media people, your father worked at the Washington Post in the sports department for 75 years. That's staggering, Maury.
It's remarkable. Shirley Povich was a sports columnist of the Washington Post for 75 years. He was brought to Washington as a caddy for the owner of the Washington Post, who gave him a job when he was 17 years old.
Wow.
He worked at the paper until he was 92. He wrote his last column, his sports column, in 1998, the day before he died. So therefore, his column and his obituary appeared next to each other in the Washington Post the next day. He was a remarkable man. He and Red Smith were probably the finest sports writers of their time. I learned everything about journalism at his knee.
Wow, I got the chills when you said that. That fascinating career. But you certainly are matching that with more than two decades on the air, and that does not include all of the years you spent behind a microphone in a radio station. Boy, I tell you, Maury, I couldn't be happier for your success. And I might add again, ladies and gentlemen, that the Maury Show, it's been shortened to Maury's, like Elvis and Cher, they just go down to one word now, for three more years that we know of, been renewed for additional season in over 65% of the United States. And, you know, it's because of your empathy and professionalism with the audience, Maury. I'm convinced of that 100%.
Well, thanks so much, Ron. I appreciate it. It's always good to talk to you.
It's always good to talk to you, too. And please send my best to Connie, okay?
I sure will.
Okay.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Maury. Our very special guest, our friend Maury Povich, who, of course, we've had on the show several times, is a dear friend of our program. And you'll see Maury on television. Check your local listings for time and station, as they say.
Thanks, Ron. Appreciate it. Always.
Maury, you know I always enjoy when you are here. Maury Povich, we're going to pause for a second, but there's a lot more to come live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today, and we have a whole show ahead of us, so you stay right where you are, okay?
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We are back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Sedgie today. And you know, our next guest we used to have on the show all the time, a dear friend of ours. We visited him out on the West Coast a couple of times. And I'm so glad that he's here with us today because it gives us a chance to really catch up on things. And when I saw him on TV the other night with that Sinatra hat and then found out that he has a brand new CD out called Davi Singh Sinatra on the Road to Romance, I said, we got to bring on my pal, Robert Davi. Hello, Robert. How are you, my friend?
All right, Ron. Good to talk to you.
Well, we haven't talked in a long time. You were so nice to me and my family when we visited you on the set of The Profiler. And we used to talk all the time. I don't know what happened, but I'm sure glad you're back, and I'm excited about this new CD.
Yeah, me too. Did you ever get to the NIAF, the National Italian American?
Yes, absolutely. Oh, yeah, sure did. Were you there this past October?
I was.
Yeah, I didn't make it this past October because I was on a road trip and couldn't do it. But I have to tell you something, Robert. I am so excited about this because I remember you telling me, and correct me if I'm wrong, that you used to sing in the shower at high school, Karami Amai by Jay and the Americans, and that's how you really found out you had this dynamic voice.
Well, what happened was, I was at Seton Hall High School, and I was playing football. I was in the drama club and all of that, and freshman year, and I was, you know, in the shower, that echoey sound you have, Ron, and, you know, you're relaxed, and the steam, it opens you up, all the sinuses, so you just, you know, the voice loosens up. So it was after practice, and I started singing, as I always had. I loved singing around the house, and I'd listen to Mario Lanza and the opera and mimic that stuff. So I was singing Cara Mia. One of the kids comes back into the shower and says, Robert, Sister Ann Joyce wants to talk to you. I says, where is she? She's in the hallway. I says, oh. He says, yeah, she heard you singing in the hallway, and it brought her to the door. I says, well, tell her I'm not interested. He went back a couple of seconds later. He comes, he really wants to talk to you. I says, okay. So I got toweled up a little bit, put a towel on, went over to the door, cracked it open. I says, yes, sister. Is that you singing? Yes. She says, I want you to come to the Glee Club. Wasn't something interesting to me at that time. So I said, sister, I have a very heavy schedule doing the acting and the football. And so anyway, she called up my mother and she said, the term Glee Club didn't sound exciting to me, really.
Yeah, right. Even the name doesn't sound exciting.
The name at that time, now they have Glee, so it's a hip TV show, but right. Back then, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
Glee Club sounded a little too spudgy.
Yeah, I know.
I never went. So she called my mom, and she said to my mom, you know, your son has a beautiful voice. I heard him. She says, I know. He sings around the house all the time. My mom, Italian mother, right, Ron?
Oh, I know.
She starts doing her thing on me, and she says, try it. You never know. At least you try it. Never say no. Always try something. You don't know anyway. So I went, and I got to tell you, it was filled with these nice Irish Catholic girls.
Yeah.
you know.
it was worth the glee, right?
It was like 5-1. I just, I looked around and she's no kidding. Then when I opened my mouth, I got all their interest besides the sports. It was the singing.
Oh, that's
so I said, well, this is it. So it was more of a, more initially out of, I did love the singing, but I'm being facetious, of course, but it also, you know, inspired me to see that such a nice crop of young talent in there.
Everybody loves the singer, Robert.
That's what I found out. First place, New York State School Music Association solo competition. I got a reputation of being a good singer, and they got me a teacher, and then I wound up going to Florence and studied with Deepa Gopi and
wow,
Dan Farrow at Juilliard, and then Samuel Margolese, who taught Robert Merrill, and I was heavy duty into the opera.
Wow.
As Sinatra was, you know.
Yeah, oh, I know that, yeah.
Actually, yeah, Sinatra had a guy named John Quinlan who was his coach, his teacher for many, many years.
Well, the irony of this whole thing is you go into acting and then you end up having your first role with Sinatra on Contract on Cherry Street.
Yeah, that's the other amazing coincidence.
I went on YouTube right away and checked out the clips, okay? And by the way, I want to tell you that you did a great job in correcting Sean Hannity, that American, when he mispronounced your name. Okay, so I'm proud of you when you did that. Most recently, I just put together a 15-piece orchestra with 4 backup singers, and I'm starting a tour of Florida with a big band singing.
Yeah.
And when I saw your set and everything else, you gave me a lot of ideas, Robert. But we're doing a whole show throughout the state of Florida. We've got like 15, 20 dates over the winter.
Oh, very good.
So we need to get together.
Very good.
We could do an Italian hits CD. Boy, I tell you, I better not say that or I'll be thrown out if you know what. So, now, you turned around and you did this with...
Yeah.
Now, what are some of the songs on the CD?
Well, I took the album's called... It went to number 6 on Billboard, I'm proud to say.
That's great.
But we have all new arrangements, which are terrific.
And you sound terrific.
Well, thank you. It's called Dobby Sings Sinatra on the Road to Romance. They can go to Amazon or iTunes or the Dobby Sings Sinatra website. But, nice amalgam of the great standards.
Yeah.
That also meant something in Sinatra's life.
But you interpret it. See, you know, to interpret a Sinatra song is difficult because he interpreted differently every time he sang one, okay? But you have done a remarkable job of doing that, and you use your own style. I mean, the songs, ladies and gentlemen, are the standards, but the touch that Robert Dobby puts to them are really Robert Dobby's touch. Now, I know this is an unfair question, but I'm going to do it anyway, all right? Between your remarkable acting career, Die Hard, Goonies, License to Kill, Profiler, which is still in reruns, I see it, and now the music, which I know you really love, what is the thing that you would like to do? Somebody said, Robert, I'm going to sit you down, here we are. You either have to go out and sing every day, or you have to go out and act every day. What would you do?
Kind of what I'm doing. You know, I mean, I have a film I just did called The Iceman with Ray Liotta, Chris Evans, James Franco, Winona Ryder, Michael Shannon, and I just headlined the Venetian in Las Vegas. So that was, and I'm going around doing I have a concert out here in the casino. Just the music is really, I feel like I've been let out of prison with the music.
Yeah,
you know, as an actor, you're contained by the role you're playing.
Right.
But with the music, you know, you really get to express all of yourself, and that was such a deep, I had such a deep affection for the music and need for it. That getting back to it and now really exploding and exploring it is very exciting.
You're going to be down in the Orlando area or Florida area?
Yeah, we're working on all that stuff now, probably after the first of the year.
Well,
yeah.
We're going to keep track of that so we can swing over and say hi. Maybe we can break bread together, Robert.
That would be great.
Hey, Robert, we cannot let a bunch of years go by without talking like we have. That's foolish.
You have my number. I'm easy to find. And yes, yeah. I'd love to, whenever you want to reach out or talk.
We invite everybody to go to DobbySingsSinatra.com to pick up this Dobby Sings Sinatra On the Road to Romance CD done by the legendary actor and singer and all-around nice man, my friend Robert Dobby. Robert, thank you so much. You did a heck of a job.
Thanks, Ron.
We'll talk soon.
Thank
Hope you. To see you soon. Okay?
All right.
Bye-bye. Robert Dobby has been our guest. I tell you, he is one of the nicest men that I have met in this business. Nice, nice gentleman and talented.
And I appreciate it, Ron. Thank you, brother.
And don't go away because there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as $1 a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about $1 a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The most violent protest in the country continued throughout the night in Portland, Oregon, as fireworks were shot into the federal courthouse, causing fires. Thousands upon thousands of people gathered in Portland streets hours after a U.S. judge denied Oregon's request to restrict federal agents' actions. Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf also stated that the troops are not there by executive order.
Individuals that are in Portland are acting under FPS authority, Department of Homeland Security authority. Doesn't have anything to do with an executive order. This is existing authority that has been on the books for decades. That is the authority they're using to go in and to protect a federal facility. FPS protects almost 9,000 facilities around the country. There's no other facility that has this type of violent activity night after night after night.
Federal Protective Service officers declared the gathering as an unlawful assembly and cited that at least 18 officers had been injured. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity, TeamGaday.com.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch-up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Across the USA and around the world, you are listening to Ron Sedgy Today. Well, I got to tell you something. I am so happy when I found out that I had this interview scheduled, because the man that we're going to be discussing, and it doesn't seem possible that this July, this month, has been the 25th anniversary of his passing. He was a dear friend of mine, my family, and my sons. I have so many stories to tell, and I'm so glad that our guest is here because she ultimately became the president of Bob Ross, Inc., and we'll tell you how she got to that point when we bring on Joan Kowalski. Hi, Joan. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Ron. Great to be here.
Now, this is a discussion that we're going to have about the man who was like a rock star in my family with public television's The Joy of Painting starting back in 1982, of course, the memorable Bob Ross. Tell us how you and your family got involved with Bob, because it's easy to do. He was the best.
He was the best. And what happened many, many years ago was my mother took a painting class with him. He was just a traveling painting guy. She took 5 days of classes with him and decided that he was remarkable and more people needed to have the benefit of them in their lives. So,
now, how did you get involved? Because you started off on the ground floor of this company.
I did. I started off answering the telephones for the 1-800-BOB-ROSS line and worked my way up. And my parents have just recently retired. My father's in his 90s, my mother in her 80s. And now I'm the president and the owner of the company. And who's got a better job than me?
Nobody that I could think of right off the top of my head. Now, here's the great part about this. For a dozen years, Bob recorded more than 400 episodes of The Joy of Painting. You know, I got to be honest. In these times, which are very, I don't even want to turn on television, but in these times, we need that mellow, kind of homey, kind of relaxing kind of dialogue that Bob was so famous for. And now the episodes are available on more than 25 different devices to more than 20 million people, and it's a free stream on Tubi, right? T-U-B-I?
That's right. TUBI.TV. They're uploading all of the episodes as we speak. It's free. You download on all devices possible, and you get 24/7 Bob Ross in your life. This is so exciting for us.
I'm very happy for you, even more happy for the general public, okay? Now, let me tell you, yes. I told you I was good friends with him. I used to live in Pennsylvania. When I moved to Florida over 30 years ago, of course, my sons, and one was 12, one was 10 or something, they used to watch him in public broadcasting up in Pennsylvania. Well, we invited him down, because he lived in Orlando, and we invited him down to our studios at Universal, where we had our radio broadcast center, and immediately my sons were there, of course, and we had a great time, and Bob invited us to his house, because one day I came home from work, and my son, Christopher, was watching television. He says, "Dad, I want to paint." Now, he was like 10, 11 years old. And I said, "Good, start with the garage and then go into the kitchen and then go into the family room." So he went out and he bought, with his own money, all these easels and everything else. And I came home one day and I was astonished. So I told Bob, I said, "I would love to have you meet my son." He says, "Bring him up." So we go up there and now he is painting downstairs in his studio with Bob Ross.
Mm-hmm.
And Bob says to him, he says, "At your age, I didn't have this much talent." And we visited the squirrels, and we got to be really close friends. And one year, just prior to his passing, we invited him for Thanksgiving dinner, but he wasn't feeling well, unfortunately. There's a great picture that my son has in his office right now of him and Bob out in the front yard holding a painting that they did together. I mean,
that's amazing.
This man has had such an enormous impact on my youngest son that he now draws the pictures for criminals who are can't be caught. They have to have a sketch artist. Does landscapes a la Bob Ross. I mean, this man probably, more even than me, his father, had an influence on my son. It's amazing.
It's amazing, is right. And, you know, we're in our third generation of fan now. We've got kids your son's age at the time who are watching Bob Ross these days with their grandparents. And, you know, what do you have in common with your grandparents a lot of times except for being able to sit and watch Bob Ross? There's so much of that sort of, you know, all the lines, the generational lines and the cultural lines and everything is just sort of melted away when it comes to Bob Ross. I'm so excited to hear stories that you have about him. That is just so, so wonderful for me.
Well, you know, it's funny because I used to tell him, I said, Bob, you had a picture. It was terrific. Just leave it alone. You know? And then he'd throw another splat of paint on it, and I said, geez, you just messed it up. And then he turned it into even a better picture.
Even a better painting, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, and he was such a nice man. You know, he had the love of those squirrels, and to sit in his kitchen, and the squirrels would come in and, you know, eat the nuts on the table, you know.
My goodness, yes, just like that.
Yeah, he was just a gentle guy. He really was. And it was devastating that he passed away at such a young age. What was he, 52?
52.
52.
Such a young age.
Oh, my gosh. What a loss of talent. But it's so nice to be part of this ongoing thing. I mean, it's like being with Da Vinci or somebody. And it was such a calming show. I mean, even back in Pennsylvania, I'd come home from work and I was all bent out of shape and everything about stuff. And I start sitting watching him just before I knew him. And I said, well, I feel a lot better. You know, this is better than having a,
yes,
a cocktail.
Exactly.
Unbelievable.
Well, you know, a lot of doctors are even prescribing Bob Ross to their patients, which is just amazing. You know, people that are suffering from anxiety or sleeplessness or something like that. Bob Ross is just the medicine that everybody can find value in.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Do you know how many paintings he did in his lifetime?
He did a lot of paintings in his lifetime. You know, he painted every day. You probably know this.
Yes, absolutely.
Even when he was on television teaching the world to paint, he practiced every single day. So there's a lot of paintings. In fact, I kind of joke that a lot of garbage men have paintings hanging on their walls even today, because I think he would just stack them up outside his house when he was,
yeah,
done. You know, he had more interested in the procedure, the process of painting, how it would be easy to teach other people to do it, than he was of the final painting. He wasn't that interested in his finished paintings as much as getting that process down for people just right.
Well, he told me one time that every painting that he did on television, he did it before in his studio. So he had two of everything that was on television.
That's exactly right. In fact, there were three. There were three of every painting that he did on TV. One that he would use as a reference, and sometimes if you're watching the show, you can sort of see him, you know, peek off to the side a bit. He did that mostly so that he could get the painting done within those 26 minutes. Mm-hmm. He didn't want to ever have to edit a program by going too long.
Yeah.
So he would use a reference painting, and then he would do one really, 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 really good for the instructional books that people use to learn how to paint. And then a third one, as he would paint, my mother would take pictures of his steps so that those could go in the instructional books as well.
Wow.
So
how cool is that? Well, you know, it's,
yeah,
remarkable, because he was a delightful man and such a talented man, too. Well, I got to tell you a quick story here, okay? So my son and him,
yeah,
are painting this picture. And at the end of it, I says, Bob, would you sign it? He says, no. And I says, we're friends. Why wouldn't you sign this? He says, because I didn't do it. Your son did it. And I,
exactly,
said, yeah, I said, well, could you do it anyway? He says, no, because then you'll sell it. He says, so don't. No, he did it. Let him sign. Where can we go, Joan, to learn more about how you can see the shows again and get involved with, he had paint lines, he had books, he had just a plethora of ancillary products available to the general public.
So you can first and foremost go to Tubi.tv to start watching the shows right away, as many as you want for as long as you want. And then also go to BobRoss.com and click on the link for classes. You'll see all the teachers in your area that can help you do your own paintings. The teachers are really a great idea if you really want to learn how to paint. Bob was particularly proud of that army of teachers,
yeah,
that he had developed.
In his words, the happy little trees,
yes,
and the mountains.
Yes.
Joan, thank you for joining us.
Sure thing.
Joan Kowalski's been our guest, president of Bob Ross Incorporated, of course, The Joy of Painting by the legendary Bob Ross, and the talent of Bob lives on in our hearts, on televisions, and in our minds. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Across the USA and around the world, it's Ron Segi today, and it's always good to have our next guest with us. He's been a friend of ours for many, many years. Joining us on the show right now is my friend, Larry King. Hi, Larry. How you doing?
Hey, Ron. Great to be with you.
Nice talking with you. Good to hear your voice again. You know, I used to own a radio station, FM station, up in Pennsylvania, and for many, many years, you did my overnights on that station.
No kidding. What city?
It was in Erie, Pennsylvania.
Erie, I used to take calls. I remember that. Erie, Pennsylvania, you're next.
Yes, exactly.
WSEG, and we were together one time at a PAV with Lynn McIntosh, our mutual friend from Mutual Broadcasting. Larry, thank you for writing this book. First of all, I got to tell you something, that my father passed away of heart disease when I was 19 years old, and when I read this, and I'm very conscientious of this, I'm the 10 grams of fat a day guy, when I read this, it is very enlightening, especially the part that talks about your own personal experience. Yeah. That was a very frightening time, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. My father died. Your father. I was 9 and a half when my father died. He was 43. He just died one night, and had died with me through my life. And then at age, I was 53, I had a heart attack in February 1987. 7 months later, I had quintuple bypass surgery. And a lot happened to me. I stopped smoking. I got in shape. I took care of myself. And some years later, I started the Larry King Cardiac Foundation to help people who fell between the cracks that weren't insured. And then Rodale Press, who published the South Beach Diet, and they published Prevention Magazine, they came to me and said, you know, why don't you do a book where you talk to other people who've had heart problems and see what they have to say, and then we'll talk to their doctors, too. So we have Peggy Fleming and Mike Ditka and Mike Wallace and Regis Philbin, Tommy Lasorda. We talk to them, then talk to their doctors, and all of them had different kind of things happen to them. And then my story weaves throughout the book, and then hopefully people can read this and learn a lot about their own story, their friends, their family, and learn that they can take on this disease. Can't cure heart disease. If you got it, you got it. You can live with it, and you can take it on.
Yeah, and you know, it's very cleverly written, as you mentioned. You do kind of weave that through. But you know what was really scary about the whole thing, you know, as I mentioned before, very, very close to me, is that the ages of the people that you've included in this book, Ed Regis, we've heard that story from him many times, but Peggy Fleming, here you have somebody who is very athletically inclined. Brian from the Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, I know, and he discovers he has a hole in his heart.
Yeah.
Discovers it on a checkup. Congressman Julia Carson is campaigning for a seat in Indianapolis, feeling a little worn down, writes it all this exhaustion, goes to a doctor, doesn't even test her for heart trouble, wins the election, couldn't even make it to Washington, be sworn in, winds up needing a heart bypass.
But you know, Larry, here's the frightening part about this, is the warning sign. I mean, many times in the middle of the night, and I don't know if it's just psychological or not, but many times I'll get up and I'll have chest pains. And right away we're about the arm, the chin, you know, you hear of all the different kinds. You know, people think you just have chest pains. One time, George Carlin said his chin hurt him.
Your chin. My pain was in the right shoulder, not in the chest.
Gosh.
If your father died of it at what age?
55.
You should. If you get a chest pain, you should go to the doctor the next morning. Go to a cardiologist, not an internist, and get a full heart checkup.
Last spring, I went in for a full test. I mean, I ran the treadmill and everything else. My cholesterol went from 225. I'd been eating fish and chicken for the past 16 years. Haven't had a hamburger in 14 years. Couldn't get my cholesterol down below 225. Went on to a drug, I won't mention the name, and 166.
Yeah, I'm 148.
Wow.
And I was at 260.
Yeah, I was at 275. But you know, the problem is that you think, and you write about this in the book, you think that you are above getting this. You think it only happens to the other person.
The one thing continuous in every story is that every person is shocked.
Oh, it couldn't happen to me.
Not me. I never thought I'd have a heart attack. And you remember there was a commercial years ago done by Yul Brynner who said, I'm dead now.
Yeah.
Yes. Please stop smoking.
Oh, wow.
I used to turn the television off when I came on. I just never thought of it. Larry King was indestructible.
Larry, it was a time when people in the public eye, especially entertainers, certainly politicians, would not divulge of any heart problems. Now we're talking about people with a high profile and politicians who openly discuss in this book, Taking on Heart Disease by Larry King, that they have this problem. Does it affect the ability to get a contract to work in show business? Does it affect the possibility of winning an election?
I'd say more of the latter. You get a contract, they insure you, you know, you're insured, and there's so many good preventions now, so many medications, so many preventions that people with heart disease are working all the time. We know that we can manage this disease. This is not terminal.
Cardiogram tells nothing. That just tells of past heart damage. You've got to take something that tells you what's coming up in the future. Are people reluctant because they want to bury it under the rug and not really know what might be brewing in their chest?
I think that's the human condition. Mm-hmm. We don't like to go for a checkup because we don't want to know the result.
Right.
So we don't go.
I know that.
That's 60% of America never gets a checkup.
I know that you were a chain smoker. What kind of
boy?
What kind of food did you eat prior to this operation?
Anything. I ate pizza. I ate cakes and desserts, and I ate Caesar salads and stuffed potatoes and steaks and everything wrong I ate.
I remember
it was wrong. I ate it.
I remember one time hearing you talk about what you had for lunch one day after you had the heart surgery, and it was like crackers and a little bit of salmon on the cracker. I mean, it was a
right. And now I eat. I have my Cheerios and my blueberries and my salads and my fish and chicken and vegetables and fruit. I don't eat anything I don't like, by the way. Everything I eat, I like. I don't like broccoli. I won't eat broccoli.
But the fact of the matter is, you have a lot to live for. I mean, you got a great career, and you've got two great children. I mean, you need to take care of yourself. And obviously, you recognize
right.
that. You recognize that.
Damn right. Everybody's got a lot to live for.
Larry, are you scared? Do you ever get
every
up in
day? Every little pain, I'm scared.
Are you really?
Sure.
Does that drive you crazy after a while? Because I know I fall in the same category.
You get obsessed with health, and therefore I'm obsessed. So if I get a pain in my finger, I go, what is this? What could that be? Is it my blood supply down? You know, it's like crazy. But, yeah, you become health obsessed, and that I don't think I could change that.
I have to tell you something. I really enjoyed the book before this, too, with the little items that you used to ask people what they would like to have on their tombstone. If you would have asked me that question, I've told this for years to people. They say, what would you like to have on your tombstone? And I would like to have on my tombstone, Ron Sedgie, I told you I was sick.
Why didn't you listen?
Why didn't you people listen? Larry King Cardiac Foundation. If somebody wants to get involved with that, Larry, how do they do it? Is there a website? Is there a phone number?
It's all in the book.
It's all in the book.
Yeah, everything's listed in the book, the addresses and everything, and phone numbers, etc., and all the proceeds go to it.
Oh, that's great. Well, Larry, thank you so much for doing it.
Thank you, Ron.
I think
being with you.
It's a great contribution to society, and the name of the book is Taking on Heart Disease, penned by our friend Larry King. Thank you, Larry.
Thanks, Ron.
Nice talking with you again.
Bye, same here. Thank you, Ron. Be well.
You too, and thank you for doing this with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
I miss not listening to that man on the radio and watching him on TV. Legendary broadcaster Larry King. We're going to pause for a second. We'll be right back with more with Ron Sedgie today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Changing the world, one life at a time.
Every year I go in and see my doctor. She says, whatever I'm doing, it's working.
Just had my physical, and the doctor says, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. So
my primary doctor, she couldn't get over how much better I was doing. She said she'd never seen anything like it.
My doctor says, keep it up. Whatever you're doing, keep it up.
The doctor said she noticed when she first saw me that I was really progressing better. So I think it might have something to do with the nutrition that I've been getting from you guys.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Segi today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guest this first hour, Maury Povich, still going strong on TV, actor and singer Robert Davi, the president of Bob Ross Company, Joan Kowalski, and Larry King. Next hour, the Stars program Wrong Man is now in its second season. Ronald Kuby will be here from that show. Actress Marion Ross from Happy Days, 91 years old, still going strong. The Repo Man, Ken Gage, I love that show. And the host of Travel Channel's 24/7, Megan Kaiser. And that's all coming up next hour, live nationwide and around the world with Ron Segi today.